At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tuesday is the deadline for parishes to pay their share of the Buffalo Catholic Diocese settlement fund. Some are fighting the matter in court, and as we speak, five parishes got a restraining order preventing the diocese from collecting until a hearing is heard next month. But for other parishes who are debating whether to make the payments, what is the best course of action? Should they pay? Should they not pay to the diocese?
Well, I've been following the press releases from the diocese, the public statements made by diocesan authorities, and the different things that they've been saying about it. If someone came to me as a canon lawyer and asked, should we pay it, I would say no. I would say no. I think that it is a significant violation of the pastors and the parishes as a whole, so the peoples as well, their rights in law under canon law. And I think it significantly harms the parish's patrimony and identity.
Philip, the Buffalo Catholic Diocese saying that if the parishes do pay, that they do get protection from further abuse claims down the road. How much does that weigh in on a decision to either pay in or not pay?
Well, first, I think you have to put that into context. To say that there is a protection from future lawsuits is not the whole story. There's only a protection from future lawsuits that could arise from alleged activities up to the time of the Chapter 11. So if a priest sexually abuses a child the day after Chapter 11 ends, the parishes aren't protected anymore. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know that the people actually understand that this is just a protection against future lawsuits that could arise from the current plaintiffs in these sex abuse lawsuits. That's all. It doesn't protect them from future actions that the priest may or may not do. Second, there's other options that could have been used by the diocese to settle these lawsuits equitably so that both the victims and the parishes don't lose, because these victims aren't going to get what they deserve. So in my estimation, there is a faulty premise that this is the best path forward. That's my estimation.
Moving forward, how likely do you think the five parishes who have sued the diocese to not have to pay into the settlement fund, that hearing's coming up next month, how likely could their case hold water?
That I don't know. I'm not a civil lawyer, so I could not comment on how the attorneys handling it are handling it and what the judge may or may not do in on the civil forum. I can say that I've only seen this kind of extreme measure, and I do consider it an extreme measure that the diocese has taken. My office has only seen one other diocese do it this way in such an extreme measure. And in that diocese, the parishes that appealed to Rome won their appeals in Rome. And there was one parish that did sue civilly, and the diocese in that case chose to settle out of court with that parish. So that parish was eventually removed from the assessments demanded, and second, still got the channeling injunction protections. That's my understanding. Because they had no lawsuits levied against that parish. There was no plaintiff who was accusing that parish or its previous pastors of wrongdoing. So they said, why should we be part of it? We don't really need the channeling injunction. The real problem with this, in my opinion, the real problem is that there's so many layers to finding a solution to this very bad situation. I don't think anyone would want to be in Bishop Fisher's shoes. And it's a bad situation for him, but it's also a very bad situation for the victims of sexual misconduct. And everybody's trying to find a just resolution. But we're not talking to the people that are being demanded as part of the solution. So the lack of transparency here and the lack of imagination in finding a collaborative solution is what I think is causing so much harm and scandal in this situation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.